everything was totally different. I was dealing with a raw item, long and skinny, and I had to accommodate X amount of people and fit in kitchen and a bathroom and a living room area and make it a workable space. So it was something completely out of the norm for me, but I learned a huge amount on it as well, at the project.
And I mean, when you saw it first, did you balk at the fact that it's quite small, really, a 40-foot container? I mean, it's one of those shipping containers. People, you often see them in shipyards. This is quite hard to imagine that being a house.
Yeah, I was on site with Derek in Imma, and he said, oh, the container's here. And I was like, oh, great, I'd love to see it. And I stood looking at it, and I was like, oh, God, it's so small, it's so skinny, and there's a big hole out at the side of it, and how am I going to get everything in? And I did have all the plans. I knew everything would fit, but it's just the initial size, and I think that's what everyone was so interested about, was that it was such a small, narrow space. Like, how can you put living accommodation in there or put a family in it?
I mean, it was very, I saw some of the pictures, and the design was really clever. It didn't, once you looked inside, it didn't feel like it was a 40-foot container anymore.
Yeah, we didn't want to lose as well the fact that it was a container. And so we clad from the outside, everything was done externally, so I would have full width and full height inside the container. So we didn't want to lose the metal finish on the inside, but we did have to put up studs in order to accommodate the bathroom and the boilers. So on those walls, I did some textured wallpapers, did different textures and finishes on all the items in the container. So it gave more a minimal, clean look. It was more cosmopolitan. And I think it pushed everyone to go, I can't believe this is a container, because it was clad then in bamboo. And it looked like something an architect would design and a builder would build out of bricks and mortar.
Yeah. And do you think it could be a long-term solution, because it was a very cheap house, basically? I mean, you had your container and then all of the materials were donated. I guess, obviously, maybe if somebody was doing it normally, they wouldn't be donated. But in total, how much do you think it cost to put together?
We reckon the cost about 25,000. They're going to release the proper QS figures. Everything was donated free of charge. The trades all worked for free, supplies. Everyone was brilliant, but it is definitely a very economical way to build a home, because you can put two together, one on top of the other. There's so many ways you can make a difference from just one single block, and it was minimal, the amount of cost that went into it, because it is small. It's only really clever design, but it was definitely, it would even be something I think about, and I'm used to bricks and mortar, but a shipping container is starting to look a bit glamorous now to me, so possibly I could be in shipping container. But yeah, I think it's brilliant. We had huge interest from couples that were looking at building and maybe doing a shipping container instead. And that was a lot of people. Like, we had 300 on the launch day, and it was all inquiries regarding how much did it cost, planning regs, everything. And so for that amount of people that knew about it, there must be hundreds and thousands more that would be interested in the shipping container. It's upcycling at a bigger scale.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if somebody had a spare bit of land, which isn't always easy to come by, but if they had something like that, it could be a great solution.
Yeah, it'd be fabulous. Even my own father was telling me I should get a shipping container and do it up. He thinks it's a brilliant idea. And I think I had a chat with someone, and we were talking about, like, houses. Like, it's nearly instilled in us that you have to own your own house. And abroad, like, when you rent, you rent. You always rent. You rent for a lifetime. And I think this will give everyone a home that you own, but it's not stretching anyone outside of what they can afford. Like, you could do it yourself on a self-build, or you could get contractors in to do it for you. So it is a really economical way to have a build.
And then, of course, after Christmas, it's going, or for Christmas, it's going to a homeless family. Is that right? And how is the family chosen?
So it's going down to St. Vincent de Paul in Cork. And they haven't, I don't know what way it's going to work as regards who will get to live in the container. But it just sounds really bad every time I say you're going to live in the container, but live in the home. And it's for emergency interim housing. So if there is a family, instead of them going into a homeless shelter, they can be all housed together in the one area. So it's nice because it keeps the family together and no one's broken up. So it'd be a really great thing for Christmas for someone to be in it and live in it and use it and for us to see it being used as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, do you sort of imagine what it'll be like for the people living there? I mean, I presume that's part of your design, but you're thinking about how are they going to use the space? How are they going to use the kitchen? How are they going to use the bedroom?
Yeah, I suppose I approach every design and every house or home that I've done. I would always design a space that I would like to live in. Like, and I'd never design a space that I go, oh no, there's no way I'd live in there, you know. But so I'd live in there. So I'd work the space almost to like on the kitchen's here, and then we have our stove and our lovely living room area, and it all works together. And then we have the two double beds now, probably quiet children and everyone can sleep. But it's and then the bathroom is perfect. It's the same as a semi-detached or detached home. So it all works really well.
Yeah. And are there any more projects for the future? Then are you going to be putting shipping containers all over Ireland?
I might be the shipping container queen, interior designer. I don't know.
You could make a mark, you know.
Make my mark on containers. I think it's a brilliant project, and I think it's something going forward that really, I think it's going to take off. It's probably been a bit slower here. It's bigger in Europe, and London has already a container city. And in Australia, container living is totally normal. It's been around since 2007, I think. So I think we're kind of last to kind of get it, but I think it'll really take off next year, and it'll just give people an option. It's brilliant to have an option that, yes, I can go do this. I can save, and I can have a home to live in, and then maybe 7 or 8 years down the line, I'll have the money together, and maybe I want to build a block house, and maybe you won't. You just get another container and pop it on top, and then build your extension.
Yeah, well, I mean, it certainly gives couples some hope in the sense that maybe if they're trying to save their 20%, that could be anything from 40,000, that could be anything from 20,000 to 60,000. Whereas if they went the shipping container route, they could have the whole lot done for the cost of their deposit nearly.
Yeah, exactly. Because everyone doesn't want to move in back with their parents again. Like, adults don't want to be back with their mammy and daddy. And at least you can save, do another bit. So you don't have to do everything all in one go. I think sometimes people get caught up and go, I have to do it all now. You don't. You can stage a build. You can stage everything as your budget allows. So you get your container, get everything in, and just gradually do it. And within a year, you'll have a home.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And, I mean, homelessness has really come on the agenda now, especially when that man passed away recently in Dublin. Like, can there be solutions? Like, can there be, could this be a type of solution? I mean, you're talking about there being container cities in London. Could that sort of small emergency accommodation or small self-contained accommodation be something that we could really use as a solution for homelessness?
Yeah, definitely. You can design it where you could house more beds that maybe don't have a kitchen area. So it's really all got to do with layout. And I think definitely, yeah, it's a great... it's a great idea for social housing or homeless housing, I think, for any kind of housing. But it is all down to plans and internal drawings, and it's easy done, you know. So all you get is your architect, do out your drawings, and you could put 4 4-foot-6 double beds in there and your bathroom as well. So you're accommodating a lot of people, but I think it would be a brilliant idea.
Yeah. And you also had an ecological factor to it too, didn't you? You had solar panels and everything up.
Oh, we had solar panels and we had bamboo and we had a heat recovery system. So Derek is very into environmentally friendly products. And so he was very for all solar power. Well, and it's brilliant, you know, as well to heat and everything. But then we got the bamboo. And that was a totally new product for all of us to work with for cladding. And that turned out amazing because I was bamboo. I was like, I'd never heard of that project. And you think bamboo, but you don't think of it externally on a building. So it all turned out amazing. It just turned out everyone worked so well together that it was just seamless.
Yeah, I mean, the bamboo really added a sort of an exotic look to it, didn't it? I mean, it reminded me maybe of places in Bali or Indonesia or something.
Yeah, it's a product that you just automatically kind of think Hawaii or foreign, and you'd never think of it in Ireland. But it's the bamboo suppliers of Ireland. They supplied all the bamboo, and Martin's really passionate about his product. And I met him up at his warehouse, and he was super. He loves his product. He loves what he does. And the lads were brilliant. So it gave it a totally different look than maybe cladding it in cedar. You know, so it was, again, a totally new product used on the shipping container, a totally new build.
And will that be warm? I mean, will that hold up now in Ireland?
Oh, it will. It will. It's very well insulated. It's all insulated externally. Heat recovery system, back boiler, stove. It'll be very toasty. Yeah.
Very good. And then if anybody wanted to find out more, could they go?
If they follow the Ripple Facebook page, we're all administrators on it, so you could be talking to the designer or the architect, and any other information that people may need, we always give them an email address for Derek or Michael for the relevant information that they're looking for. So we're always on Facebook. Join up Ripple on Facebook, and we keep posting all the information and any news on the project.